Phil Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we are honored to bring you Megan Toohey, who, with Jody Kantner, co-authored this book, She Said, and it is breaking the sexual harassment story that helped ignite a movement. Thank you for doing that, Megan.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Megan, before you joined us, I was saying, for most of us not in the movie business, just fans of the movie industry, you'd see Harvey Weinstein in all these award shows. Every once in a while, he was thanked by celebrities or he was being ribbed by a celebrity on stage talking about him. He just seemed like a big, lovable teddy bear. When did you realize he was the opposite of a big, lovable teddy bear? He was a monster. What happened?
Well, you know, that may have been what people were saying on stage or on the red carpet during the Oscars. But the truth is that he had long been rumored to be a sexual predator. It was sort of an open secret in Hollywood. And in 2017, the New York Times said, we're going to actually take this opportunity to investigate these rumors and see if there's truth to that. And sure enough, several months later, we were able to, in fact, expose the fact that this man had engaged in decades of alleged predation on actresses, on young assistants in his companies, and basically that there was a whole machinery in place to help keep it secret.
Including Harvey's brother, Bob.
Right. So when we broke that first story in 2017, we had been able to connect some of the dots. But since then, in the course of reporting this book, we've been able to bring together so many other pieces of the puzzle. And one of the things that we wanted to push into was the question of complicity. And, you know, there were individuals at his companies, the companies themselves, that were ultimately pulled into his alleged predation. And Bob Weinstein, his brother, his longtime business partner, what did he know? When did he know it? And what did he try to do about it? And for the first time, Bob opens up and gave us a series of interviews for this book in which he acknowledged that he was aware that his brother had engaged in this alleged sexual misconduct for years. Bob had actually provided money to help silence a couple of the women who came forward. But like so many other people in Weinstein's orbit, he ultimately looked the other way and failed to intervene.
And Megan, their company, the Weinstein Brothers company, that's completely dissolved at this point, correct? Is it gone?
Right. So this is also, there's so many other kind of moral lessons to the Weinstein story. One of them being that when people and institutions like his company do become complicit and fail to take action, that it ultimately destroyed the company, that the company quickly crumbled after we were able to expose what he had been doing for so long to his employees and to actresses.
You know, we were discussing this before you came on with us, Megan, and this was the first hashtag Me Too movement, was it not? Because we had talked about Bill Cosby and what came out prior to Harvey Weinstein, but this is the case that kind of changed everything, didn't it?
Well, you know, Tarana Burke, the activist, had actually started the Me Too hashtag about a decade before, but there was no question that in 2017, with the breaking of the Weinstein story, that it really did help open the floodgates. And for the first time, you just saw women from all different industries coming forward with their own stories of sexual harassment and abuse, and it spread around the world.
She Said is the name of the book, and there is a key Weinstein victim who had been pursued by the press for many, many years, 15 years, and now in this book, this victim is on record?
Yeah, that's right. Her name is Rowena Chu, and she was working as an assistant in Weinstein's company in the 1990s when he allegedly sexually assaulted her. Now, the underlying incident was certainly upsetting for her, but what happened next was also just as upsetting. She, like many other women who had been targeted by Weinstein, was basically forced into a secret settlement. Weinstein basically paid her money in exchange for silence. So she was legally prohibited from telling anybody what had happened to her. She didn't tell her husband for 20 years. If she wanted to see a therapist, the therapist had to sign a confidentiality clause. And so this is another thing that we pulled the curtain back on in our book. These secret settlements are being used to silence women in cases of sexual harassment and sexual assault across the country, across industries. And in this case, you know, 20-something years later, this one particular woman was finally ready to break her silence, even if it meant breaking the secret settlement and potentially facing legal consequences for it.
Megan, as this story was kind of reaching the light, as more and more people were finding out about Harvey Weinstein and his situation for decades, as you pointed out, people have been saying, or people said at the time, well, that's the way the entertainment industry has worked forever. They're the casting couch. That's not just a term that's come up recently. It's been around forever. It's horrifying to think that anyone could justify that, but you heard those same allegations, right?
Oh, we heard it time when Jody and I were reporting on the Weinstein investigation. I mean, we came up against a variety of challenges, but one of the challenges were just some of the cultural attitudes that we encountered from sources and other people that we were contacting as we were trying to unearth the truth. So many people would tell us, you know, even if you do discover the truth and you're able to publish it, nobody will care. This is just how powerful men behave, not just in Hollywood, but in all different types of industries. And I think that what we've seen over the last 2 years is that there were also a lot of cultural attitudes that said, no, that's not the case. This
right.
is not acceptable, and men are going to be held accountable.
A terrible moment that was televised was the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and I just remember it being on at work and at home and people watching it and people picking sides. And now Christine Blasey Ford talks about her journey into testifying. That's in She Said as well, correct?
That's right. You know, we didn't want to stop this book with the moment when we published the Weinstein story. That would have been too easy. We really wanted to push into the year that followed as the Me Too movement took off in earnest. And things actually got more complicated. You know, there were a lot of questions about what did it look like? You know, what does fairness look like? What does due process look like? You know, both accusers and the accused felt like there weren't adequate reforms to make sure that everybody was being treated fairly. And we really felt like when Christine Blasey Ford testified in Washington about being allegedly sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh, it was really one of the most visible She Said stories of the Me Too movement and one of the most complicated ones. Some people saw her as a hero. Other people saw her as a victim. And when we were able to obtain the first interviews of her and start to piece together the behind-the-scenes story of her testifying, of her path to testifying in Washington, we realized it was so much more complicated than either side knew.
This isn't fair, Megan, to ask you this question because we only have a minute, but I'm curious. Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt play a role in Harvey Weinstein's downfall. Just your thoughts in less than a minute about the part they played and what should have played out with them.
Well, we're so excited with this book. We've really worked to bring things that were off the record during the course of our investigation onto the record.
Yeah.
And what you meet in these pages are some of the sort of surprising heroes, the people who helped bring the truth to light, Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt among them, and some of the surprising figures who helped cover it up, including Lisa Bloom, one of the most famous feminist attorneys in the country, who was by Weinstein's side.
I want to say congratulations and I want to thank you for all you've done about this book. It's called She Said. Jody Kantner will be with Megan Toohey tonight. And Megan, this is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock
tomorrow
at the
night.
Vic Theater.
Yes.
Yeah, Chicago Humanities Festival. Really, congratulations and thank you for all your hard work on this subject. We owe you a lot of gratitude here.
Well, we're so excited to be heading to Chicago tomorrow. So thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Take care, Megan. Thanks so much.
Okay, take care.
The book, again, called She Said, available wherever books are sold. Pick up a copy.